Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. Today's discussion is poignant given the recent focus on a tightening labor market combined with sustained high inflation. These forces make employee retention and happiness increasingly essential and tools combating the negative effects of inflation increasingly important. Darren Cho is the Vice President of Product for Daily Pay, and he sits down with Mercator Advisory Group's own Director of Corporate and Enterprise Payments Analyst Steve Murphy. Together, they detail the launch of Daily Pay's new product called Friday. Friday can play a critical role in employee financial wellness amid a high inflationary environment. Darren and Steve cover the growing trend of offering financial wellness benefits, especially for hourly workers. Darren offers great hourly worker segmentation data and their payment preferences, and all in all, a great conversation, especially suited for any employers of hourly workers who are focused on employee retention and employee well-being. Without further ado, let's take it to the show. So Darren, with the rise of inflation, there's a growing trend for companies to offer expanded financial wellness benefits to help their employees. How does Daily Pay's new product Friday fit into that strategy?
Yeah, thanks. I mean, when we think about the situation, right, there is already an existing problem, which is that a lot of working Americans need to stay paycheck to paycheck, right? And especially the hourly workers, their income is unstable, unpredictable, right? And of course, their expenses are. And what that creates is it's really easy to trigger into getting, you know, running into overdraft fee situation because your bank account balance is low or face late fees and whatnot. And what the inflationary environment does, we believe, is just make this problem worse. Everything is even more expensive, but of course the income is not as rising as fast. So it just makes the existing problem even worse, right? And that creates even bigger stress to the, a lot of working adults in America. So what we are trying to do to help solve that situation is our philosophy is that, unpaid is your own money, right? And if it is your own money, then you should have a full control over it, right? Meaning you should be able to move your own unpaid instantly without any fees and solve those financial problems, right? And as we all know, a lot of Americans actually have money, even if their bank account balance is low, they have an unpaid locked up in their payroll system, sometimes up to 2 weeks and even up to 4 weeks, right, at times. So what this new Friday product is trying to do is actually deliver on that. Right. So it is a solution for work employees of eligible employers to tap into their unpaid and then move it to a bank card that we provide free of charge and then transfer it instantly without any fees so that, you know, they can avoid all those situations and problems.
So, Darren, this is Steve. For those members of the listening audience that may not be as familiar with Daily Pay, maybe you could talk a minute about the sort of the genesis of the company and some of the other products that you offer and where Friday fits in.
So we originally the company began basically with the rise of the gig economy, right? When Uber first came to the scene, for example, our founders saw a need that, hey, wouldn't those drivers actually need access to their pay quicker, right? So, and then our business model evolved and, right, as you can see in the name, we realized there are a lot of hourly workers who really cannot wait until their payday to solve their financial problems, right? So we partner with their employers, like Kroger's, Target's, and a lot of companies of that nature, to integrate into payroll systems and help those employers really provide an employee benefit program. And that benefit program is that basically they can tap into their own pay and then move their money into any bank account that they control, right? For a simple one-time fee. Yeah. So that's the model we provide. And we've been in business for about 6 years now. And then we are finding a lot of demands for that.
Okay. Thanks.
Darren, I was curious if you could give me just a few more insights on the new Friday product specifically. My understanding is that, you know, we've got a digital wallet involved, there's a card involved and mobile app. I'm wondering if you could give us the component parts and how the product's working.
We think of it as really a combination of two different product categories. One is there's a product category called the digital wallet, right? Some people call it as a neobank, right? And what that is it's like a traditional banking, but it's a mobile first experience. So it comes with since it's a bank, right? It comes with a debit card, or in our case, prepaid card, that allows you to put the money in it and spend, do the spending and put some savings and whatnot, but do it in a mobile first environment using a companion mobile app that comes with it. And also it's designed to be consumer friendly, meaning there's no fees, right? No hidden fees, no low balance fees, no monthly maintenance fees and whatnot. And of course, no credit check. So there's that product, right? There are actually several examples of such product, and then Friday is one of them. But what differentiates Friday is that it also comes with your own pay available in the same app, right? And it is the only app that does it. So as a user, what that means is when you go to Friday, not only you can see your card balance, you can actually see how much you've earned, and then be able to move that money instantly, no fee, to the card and start, you know, using the money, right? So it's a combination of a digital wallet and earned pay, or earned wage access, as we call it. And we believe that allows the users to really get control over their own earned pay.
So the end users, the employees, they'll have money pushed into a digital wallet, but they can also utilize a physical card as well?
That's right.
Good.
Really cool. So we were just sort of touching on this about what makes Friday unique. And, you know, you mentioned we've got a digital wallet. It's sort of neobank-ish. That's got a debit card and a mobile app. You know, you sort of mentioned like that already exists. But what's special here is that Friday is including OnPay so that workers can get visibility into the money they've earned and get access to that money because they've already earned it. I'm curious if you can elaborate a little bit on the differentiators from Friday from other financial services products. You know, leaving off from there, you know, what else can you tell me?
We believe the on-demand pay is, as you called it, right? So on-demand pay is really the key differentiator. And also, not just that, there are other on-demand pay providers, but our version is instantly available, and it's an instant transfer, it's a no fee. And also we make 100% of our net pay available, right? And which is backed by a very strong risk management and capital structure of the company and so on. So, and which leads into reliability of the operation. And a lot of a description of the Friday product that I share with you, I think it goes into the differentiator. But we believe that having your money available in it to begin with and is really a game changer.
Very cool. I'm curious, the business model of DailyPay, if I remember correctly, it's a little unique. You sort of consider DailyPay like an employee benefit and sort of partner through, forgive me, but I sort of imagine it as being like through HR. Do you want to talk a little bit about who the partners are and how those relationships work? Because I don't think, you know, maybe you're working with banks, but you partner direct with corporates. Talk to me a little bit about where the product fit is in that regard.
Right. So you're right. Our business is a B2B2C, meaning we help businesses to serve their employees, right? And then the context of that is we position this as an employee benefit program. Right. There are studies out there that shows that there is a direct relationship between employee productivity and engagement with their financial wellness status. And giving them access to their own pay is proven to be one of the most effective ways and cost effective ways for employers to really improve the financial wellness of their employee base and also directly result in retention and engagement benefits. And so we partner with the companies that typically hire a lot of hourly workforce. Some of the, you know, Ally Universal, Target, Adecco, and so on are some of our partners. So yeah, I'm not sure whether that fully answers your question. I can go deeper. But
I just, like, as you know, I am not a payments analyst and I'm not a payments expert. But one thing I absorb a lot of is podcast discussions from payments experts. And one of the things that has been a theme this year that has not been a theme in prior years is the enormous importance and focus on employee retention that we've seen from across, like, all industries, banking partners, large corporates and merchants. You know, we just had a surprise to the upside employment post. And while there's fears of recession and obviously inflation, which Friday helps fight, contradictory, we've got this growing workforce, and workforce retention is showing up as a major concern for banks and corporates. That was a little bit where I was thinking, like, Friday must fit into that suite of services to help bring on and keep valuable employees.
Yeah, you're right. And what the Friday does is it strengthens our story and how we help employers to reach more employees, if you will, right? So we touched on the financial wellness angle, right? But to do that, employers need to reach more employees, you know, make a use of a financial wellness program such as earned wage access. And the way Friday contributes to that goes like this. Our study showed that hey, employees actually have a different set of needs in how they want to conduct their finances. For example, we found a lot of employees actually do not want to switch their banks, right? So being able to keep their own bank or card and then maintain direct deposit to it is very important to them. So having an on-wage access solution without having to require an adoption of different card is important to a large subset of our employee base. Right? Even if it means having to pay a small fee. But we also see a different segment of users, employees, that are more price sensitive, and they are willing to go through the hassle of switching a bank and direct deposits, right, to a different card. If that means they get their free version of on-wage access, and so that there's no fee to their instant transfers, right? And Friday really fits into the second bucket. So a daily pay solution traditionally serve the first bucket of our users, right? Where we allow users what we call as open access, right? We allow them to keep their bank. But with the Friday, we are now catering to the second group of users so that if you are willing to switch to Friday as your primary bank of choice, right? Day-to-day spending and savings. Then we will eliminate fees for you. So, right. And now what that means for employers, it has a more menu choice, right? So you can reach more employees to adopt the solution and therefore reap the benefit even more. There is a one side benefit to all this as well, which is there is a, you know, high administrative burden in maintaining paper checks. Even to this day, there are a lot of users who's, you know, are underbanked or even unbanked and refuse to connect direct deposit. Right. With the increased adoption to on-wage access and also Friday, yeah, we can reduce the paper check usage as well for the, you know, HR admins.
So Darren, how does an employer add this to their kind of list of benefits? And then how does an employee access Friday? How would they go about doing that physically?
Yeah, great question. The way we position it is when we are really serving employers, right, to administrate this service. And what we've learned is that HR process and payroll process is very complex, manual heavy, training heavy. So even what can be seen as a small change is actually very, very expensive to the employers. So we designed the program so that daily pay does all the work and there's no process changes, no implementation changes, no configuration changes that's necessary on the employer end. And then, but still there's the need for communicating the program to the employees. So we have a dedicated team at DailyPay who actually provides all the necessary materials, marketing materials, promotional materials and whatnot that can aid the employers. And also with the appropriate permission from them, we even provide the service to them so that we do it for them. Right. And a long way of saying that we believe in partnering with the employers to reach employees. And then we make the life easier for employers by doing all the things for them. And then we do not introduce any changes to their processes or configurations.
That's a real key these days to make things easier and eliminate any friction. So make it easier.
That's right.
So, Darren, if I were an employer and I'm listening to this podcast and I'm thinking about whether or not daily pay and Friday is a good fit for my employees, what are some of the telltale signs that my employee base, that your target audience, would make a good fit? Is it younger demographics, mobile-first demographics? Who are the likely users?
Right. Great question. What we are seeing is that, so we did a study of our existing user base of our daily pay. And then also from the Friday pilot, we looked into our demographic usage too, and we ran some surveys and as well. And what we are seeing is that the demographic, it's so easy to think that, you know, it'll have a younger demographic bias and whatnot, but we are surprised that the usage pattern is not dependent on age. Unfortunately, right, all age groups are evenly represented in our user group for both daily pay sort of original solution and also Friday. What we do see is our users are heavily skewed towards hourly workers, someone who works an hourly job, someone who works shift, right? So think of, you know, quick service restaurants, retailers, and employers of such, right? And we do see income bias, right? Where we tend to see, of course, more users on the lower side of income. But surprisingly, there are some users who approach six-digit income figures who actually make a use of our services well. They are minority, but they still exist, right? Which also shows that goes back to your original question, right? I think inflation pressure is real. I think there is a meaningful amount of people who live paycheck to paycheck, almost irrespective of their income level. Yeah, and we believe that our solution is really effective for someone who needs to smooth their income, right? And to avoid all the late fees, right, and whatnot. And yeah, and typically, traditionally, there's hourly workforce, but we see increasing spectrum of such users.
I just had one additional question, Darren. I was wondering, since I don't utilize a service like this, I'm wondering who actually makes the decision as to how frequently you get paid. How does that work?
That's an interesting question. So if you go back like 7 years before this industry existed, right, your company did it for you, meaning you don't have a choice. It's 2 weeks. Or if you're not lucky, it's every month. You get paid, right? And if you're lucky, maybe you get paid once a week, but you didn't have a choice, right? With your rise of on-wage access and on-demand pay, right? And with the solutions like the Friday, that choice is now shifted to the consumer, right? Because it's all anchored on the belief that, hey, your own pay is your money. So you should have a control over it. And then daily pay is really giving you the control. And then importance of Friday is now you can access that service completely free of a fee for you, right? So that you have even more choice of how you do it.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks.
Yeah, well, Darren and Steve, thanks so much for sharing your expertise. Definitely seems like daily pay generally and Friday specifically are definitely sort of moment in time solutions that are very fitted for maybe, let's call it, the macroeconomic environment as well as sort of employment environment here in America. Super interesting discussion, and thanks again for your time.
Thank you so much.